For young people who don't succeed in high school, joining the military can seem like a good option, especially when there are few other job prospects. Reporter Yo-Wei Shaw has this story of a young woman in Stockton, California, who never thought she'd enlist, but made the choice as a last resort.
Daisy Armstrong had a lot of problems as a teen. At one point, she lived in a shelter with her mom. She also really didn't like high school.
There were few teachers that I felt like cared about me, and those teachers got all of my attention, got all of my energy, but the ones who didn't, I gave no effort.
Armstrong switched schools 6 times to find the right fit, but it didn't work. Her GPA hovered around 2.0, and she began cutting class. Her mom, Donna, didn't approve, of course, but she understood where Daisy was coming from.
She felt like, you know, what am I going to school for if I'm really not learning anything? And if no one's passionate about me and who I am, then why does any of this matter?
And then one day,
I was looking through one of Daisy's journal and saw that she was writing poetry.
Donna dragged Daisy to a youth poetry group, where she quickly became a slam poetry star, winning first place in local and national competitions.
Embrace the fake you more than the you that you've pushed into your closet, sit.
One of her prizes was a 2-week poetry tour. She worked out a system for turning in her work online, but when she came back to school, her teacher had bad news.
He just told me, you didn't do enough, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Like, wait, you dropped me from the program? Like, I'm not in high school? Like, you're telling me I'm a high school dropout? Like, I felt so lost.
Armstrong eventually got a high school diploma and even housing through a job training program. But then funding was cut. She didn't want to ask her parents for help.
I didn't want to be anyone's burden, so the Army was the next step, and I went straight to the recruiter, and I was like, yo, sign me up, let's go.
At age 19, Armstrong was scared of going to war and not belonging because she was gay. But the Army promised a stable job and help with college tuition. Though first, she had to get through basic and technical training. 4.5 grueling months of getting yelled at and lots of physical tests. Elizabeth Rogers trained with Armstrong.
We would call her Army Strong, which was really funny because when she first got there, she struggled a lot.
When I got into the Army the first time, I couldn't do a push-up. I could not do one push-up.
To get through it, Rogers remembers writing letters to family at night when she was supposed to be sleeping.
We'd pull out all our flashlights, and if the drill sergeant came through, we'd shove everything under our pillow and pretend to be asleep. And I think while a lot of us were writing our letters home, she was writing poems and poetry.
Typically, about 7% of Army recruits don't make it through basic training. Armstrong thought she wasn't going to make it either when she failed to pass a practice running test.
I stopped running and I started crying and I was like, I'm not going to graduate. Like, we're 4 days away and I'm not going to graduate, like, period. And my family bought their tickets and did it. I was like, what am I doing?
Armstrong ended up passing all her tests.
I put it all on the line.
To celebrate, she wrote a poem based on the soldier's creed. And soon, lots of people on the base were talking about it. A drill sergeant even asked Armstrong's commander, Rachel Morgan, if she could perform at graduation.
Well, when he first asked me, I was a little concerned, mainly because, you know, in the military, we place a high amount of reverence on the soldier's creed and what it says and what it means to us. And I didn't want there to be any appearance that that might be disrespected.
But after hearing the poem, Commander Morgan said Armstrong could perform.
I am an American soldier.
I am a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States. Call me Private Armstrong. Some say I'm Army Strong. I say the Army made me strong, like David with rock in hand. I'm ready for giants, and I ain't talking football. I'm talking challenges. Can't challenge this. It's Army. That poem, it wasn't about me standing out. It was about me finding my own grove.
Armstrong is now a military police officer stationed at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. She doesn't know how long she'll stay in the Army, but she hopes to go to college and study psychology one day. In the meantime, she'll keep writing poems. For NPR News, I'm Yo-Wei Shaw.
This story was produced as part of Raise Up, a project of Youth Speaks in collaboration with AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio.